We continue our learning Leilin Ishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Hav Yaakov B'Bidichos Aliyo. We are in Nazir, Perakei, Mishnah Zayin. We're going to be speaking about the koi. The koi is an animal for which we have a questionable, it has a questionable status, whether it has the status of a chaya, a wild animal, or a behema. Why is that important? Well, a chaya, for example, has the mitzvah of kisei hadam. When you shech the animal, you have to cover the blood, just like when it comes to an oaf. A behema, domesticated animal, does not have that halacha. On the other hand, a behema has the isra of chela, forbidden fat, which a chayv karis if you eat, and a karban chatas if you eat a bishogeg. A chaya does not have that halacha. And the Mishnah in Bikurim in the second parak taught us, and I quote from there, Hakoi yesh bo derachim shava l'chaya. A koi in certain respects is like a chaya, like a wild animal. V'yesh bo derachim shava l'behema. In other ways, it's like a behema, domesticated animal. V'yesh bo derachim shava l'behema v'l'chaya. In certain ways, it's like both. V'yesh bo derachim she'eno shava lo l'chaya v'lo behema. And in certain ways, it has a unique status that's not like any either of them. And if you look at the Mishnayos there, the Mishnayos go on to explain how that is so. So here, where it's a really continuation of the previous Mishnayos, where someone sees a koi coming at a distance, and he takes a statement, and he's so confident that it has the status of a chaya, or doesn't have the status of a chaya, has the status of a behema or not. And that's the case of the Mishnah. Ro'es HaKoi, you have nine people walking down the street. According to different ways to understand the Mishnah, we'll understand it in this particular way to simplify things. You have nine people walking down the street and they see this koi, Va'amar, and the first person says, Hareini nazir shezeh chaya. I'm so convinced that a koi has the halachic status of a chaya, that I'm a nazir if indeed it's a chaya. The second person says, Hareini nazir shezeh eino chaya. I am so convinced that it doesn't have the status of a chaya, I am a nazir if it's not a chaya. The third person says, Hareini nazir shezeh behema. I am so convinced that this is a behema, a domesticated animal. A koi has that status, halachic status, and therefore I'm a nazir if indeed it has the status of a behema. Then the fourth person said, "Hareini nazir she'ein zeh behema." I am so convinced it's not a behema, and therefore I'll become a nazir if it's not a behema. The fifth person says, "Hareini nazir shezeh chaya ubehema." I am so convinced it's both, has the status of both, and I'll become a nazir if it's a chaya and a behema. The sixth person says, Hareini nazir she'ein zeh lo chaya v'lo behema. I'm so convinced this is neither of them. It has a unique status. It's a status all of its own. It's in a category classification all of its own. It's not a chaya or a behema. I'm so convinced of that I'm a nazir, if that's true. And the seventh person said to the first six people, Hareini nazir she'echad mikem nazir. I am a nazir if one of you are a nazir. And the eighth person said to all of them, Hareini nazir she'ein echad mikem nazir. I am a nazir if neither of you, if none of you are a nazir. And the ninth person said to the rest of them, Hareini nazir shekulcham nazirim. I'll become a nazir if all of you are a nazirim. Some say that it's really not nine people walking at the same time, but originally there was a group of six, and who saw the koi, and then these other people came afterwards, the last three people. Either way, says the Mishnah, Harei Kulam Nazirim. According to Beis Shammai, they all have the status of Nazirim, because according to Beis Shammai, as we know, just like Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh, Nazirus Betos is Nazirus. And according to Beis Hillel, in the previous Mishnah, within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, this is a Nazirus Safek. As Rabbi Shimon held, in a zero suffix, we have to treat stringently and assume the person is an azir. And some say that even Beis Hillel would agree that no, they're all not suffix nazirim, but they're all vadai nazirim. Why? Because the koi has, as we said, based on the Mishnah Bikurim, derachim shava l'chaya and derachim shava l'behema. And in certain ways, in certain respects, it's both like a chaya and a behema. And in other ways, it's like neither of them. And therefore, everyone's correct. Everyone's correct here. And therefore, everyone here should be nazirim vadai. We begin the sixth parak, parak vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shlosha minim asurim baner nazir. We know there are three surim that apply to a nazir. Number one says the Mishnah hatoma. He can't be metame mace, as the pasuk says by midbar vav kol yimei haziro l'Hashem al nefesh mace lo yavo. And number two, vahatiglachas, you're not allowed to cut his hair, not allowed to shave, as it says, kol yimei nener nizro ta'ar lo ya'avor al rosho. And number three, vahayotzim en hagefen, he's restricted, he can't have anything or drink anything that comes from the gefen, comes from grapes, as the pasuk says, miyayin v'shechar yazir, Chometz yain v'chometz shecher lo yishteh v'chometz ras anavim lo yishteh. Eating anything that's soaked with from grapes, he should not drink. Va'anavim lachim v'yishtim lo yochel. Not only that, kol yemei nizro mikol asher yaseh migefen ayayin, even mecharetzanim va'adzag lo yochel. As we mentioned in the past, the seeds and the peels also, the skins are also prohibited. V'chol hayotze min hagefen, says the Mishnah, mitzarfin zemze. What this is saying, this is a chiddush, and it's saying anything that comes out of the vine, whether it's the grapes or the seeds or the skins, are mitzareif. Meaning if he ate a kezias of that, it's mitzareif together, like let's say the night of the Seder. So you have different types of maror. So that's okay if you have a little bit of horseradish, half a kezias of horseradish, half a kezias of romaine lettuce, it's mitzareif together to a kezias of maror. Same thing here, when it comes to the iser of a nazir, you have, maybe you didn't have a kezias worth of the grape, but if together with the seeds and the skins, it turns into a kezias, they join together to give you the requisite shear. The eino chayav ad sheyochal min ha'anavim kezias. And he's not chayav malchus until he eats from the grapes. He has to eat a full shear, a kezias worth. And the same thing would be true if you're eating only seeds or only skins. It has to equal a kezias for a chayav of malchus. Of course, there's the isser of chatzi shear, machlokas, whether that's min ha'torah or midirabbanan, certainly should not have chatzi shear. That's going to be us, so we assume it's min ha'torah, but malchus you only get for the shear for a kezias. Now, then the Mishnah says, Mishnah Rishona, according to the original teaching, which came before our Mishnah, the halacha was ad sheyishte revius yayin. A nazir that drank wine, he is not chayav malchus unless he drank a revius of a lug, about an eighth of a liter, about three or so ounces. And that is, according to Mishnah Rishona, when it came to wine had a different status of the grapes. Grapes, of course, they're solids, so therefore you eat a kezias yechayev. And when it comes to wine, it has a different shear, and that is of a revius. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu shara pito biyayin v'yesh ba kedei litzarev kezias chayev. Rabbi Akiva says, even if he soaked his bread in wine, and there is enough there to join to a kezias yischayev. What is Rabbi Akiva coming to tell us? So one explanation is Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona taught us the original teaching was that when it comes to the liquid, when it comes to wine and grape juice, it's not a kezias. The halacha is a revius. Says Rabbi Akiva, no. Even when it comes to the drinking of wine, the shiur of a nazir tvechir of malkos is a kezias. How do you figure out a kezias of a liquid? So the displacement method, you fill up a cup, drop in a kezias, and see how much wine comes out. The shiur is a kezias. A kezias, we assume, is going to be smaller than a revius of wine. And that is Rabbi Akiva's halacha, that it's more strict. According to Rabbi Akiva, even a kezias of wine is going to be mechayev, the nazir in malkos. And therefore, anything that's ro'i la'achila will join together for shir kezias. So that's what he's saying here, you have a person who soaks his bread in yayin, it'll join together. Ah, yayin is a liquid, doesn't matter. Because once the shir is not a liquid shir, it's not a revius, but rather it takes on the shir of a solid, like a kezias, so then other things can join together as well. The solids can join together as well with the wine. And therefore, something that is something that's non-liquid will join to equal the kezias as well. Not only that, even we join together even something that's heter. A heter is mitzaref le'isser to be mashlim for kezias. And that's what Rabbi Akiva, that's the bigger chiddush Rabbi Akiva. What he means by afilu ashara pito b'yayin, what it means is that even if he soaked the bread with wine, and that bread is not usser at all, and together with the kezias, I mean, with the wine rather, you don't have a wine equaling a kezias yet, but along with the bread it is, and he ate that bread that was soaked, mishras, soaked together, he's going to be chayav malkos. That's one explanation of the Mishnah. And others explain that Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva agree, and that is that they learn shesia from achila, just like achila this year is kizayis. This shesia as well. Drinking liquids, wine is also shir kizayis. It's but that the Mishnah Rishona disagrees and holds that the ikur shir by nazir is the shir is all defined by the drinking, which is we learn achila from shesia, which is a tremendous chiddush, and it's saying that just like when it comes to wine, the shir is a revias. So too, achila is a shir b'revias, and you have to figure that out. How would you get a solid to be a revias? But solids won't be kazayis. So here you have two polar opposites. You have the Mishnah Rishona that says everything's revias, even the solids. And according to our Mishnah and Tanakam, Rabbi Akiva agreed to that, is, and there's no machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Tanakam, according to this understanding of the Mishnah, the shiurim of are all going to be kezayis, even the shiur of the liquid. And there's a final interpretation of the Mishnah that, no, maybe that the shiur kezayis for eating and the shiur revias for drinking are really the same shiur. Because if you have a revias yain, when it's congealed, in fact, it becomes a kezayis. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us when he says, afilu shara pito b'yayin v'yesh bol kedei litzarif kezayis, soaking the bread and wine, and that joins together as kezayis, is basically saying, is that when if you have yayin, and that would congeal, that would become a kezayis, therefore the shiur of revias and kezayis are the same.